This is Politico Energy. Stay tuned after the show for a message from Chevron.
It's kind of a beautifully simple idea.
In 1933, the chief concern of the American government was to break the back of a bad depression. Among the conditions to be remedied were two President Roosevelt recognized at once. Employment for hundreds of thousands of young men and war veterans was imperative.
And there was all this work that needed to be done to clean up the nation's lands.
As one solution for both problems, the organization and work of the Civilian Conservation Corps was undertaken.
It's everything from planting more trees to fighting erosion to other public works projects. And so you pair people that are out of work with these projects that are ready and can be deployed quickly and put people back to work.
It was the making of a nationwide system of recreational areas.
They built museums and buildings, many of which are still visible today, and that a lot of the lawmakers that I spoke to still said that they were inspired by. So there's been both, you know, sort of temporary natural solutions, but then also these more enduring, lasting symbols on the nation's public lands.
Today, Politico's Anthony Andragna reports on Democrats' hope to revive a Depression-era conservation program to recover the U.S. economy. It's Friday, June 26th, and I'm Kelsey Tamburino.
You know, advocates of this are saying they're not trying to reinvent the wheel. They're trying to go back to this approach in the 30s that was very effective. Youth unemployment is at staggering levels around the country, literally millions of young people out of work. So the idea with a lot of these proposals is to get them jobs in areas like helping prepare our forests to be more resilient against wildfires. And I think backers, they're open to the scope of the proposal, but they really want to take a broad approach. They argue that there's, you know, so many areas where this work is needed, and there's so many people that right now are desperate to get back to work.
So who is exactly pushing for this plan to come back?
One of the most prominent is from Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon.
After I introduced my legislation, 80 House Democrats called for a 21st century civilian conservation corps. That is a substantial fraction of the House.
He's put out a sort of a conservation idea that leans very heavily on this idea of preparing the nation's lands for wildfire season, which, as we know, is coming up. There's another proposal from Chris Coons that's a broader sort of expansion of national service programs, but that does have a conservation title. And Marcy Kaptur, a congresswoman from Ohio, who's also a senior appropriator, has, before this pandemic even, called for a creation of a similar program. And she's been one of the leading proponents of this idea for a long time.
And Anthony, as you've gone about reporting the story, what have you heard from Republican lawmakers? Some might expect that they wouldn't be too excited to see such a big government program.
So what's interesting is I tried to take a pretty broad temperature check. And, you know, Republicans are not shy usually about being resistant to big government programs. But I heard silence from a lot of them. And I think that's interesting. And proponents said that they really haven't seen much of a partisan backlash to this idea. I think part of it is there are people that are out of work in literally every part of this country, every district, every state, and people are looking for ideas and open to ideas to juice that recovery and get people back to work. One senator that I spoke to, Lisa Murkowski, told me she was intrigued by this idea and wanted to learn more about it.
Well, Conservation Corps, obviously, that's something that's been around for a long time. There's many of the trails that are still in existence in southeastern Alaska that were built by the Youth Conservation Corps back probably in the 40s.
Obviously, as the chair of the Energy Committee with jurisdiction over the nation's public lands, Murkowski's voice is going to be really important.
So the idea of a conservation corps, a YCC, or you know, something else, is one that I think is worthy of consideration.
And she could be a real proponent and advocate for this idea, and also the exact contours of the program is something she would have jurisdiction over.
So Anthony, just judging at the success of the Conservation Corps and the current situation with unemployment and the economic crisis, this seems like a plan that could be successful. Could we really see this program come to fruition?
As we know, in Washington, things that sometimes seem obvious to certain people don't seem obvious to everybody, but I think certainly the momentum behind the Great American Outdoors Act and the fact that that's going to get a House vote at the end of July will provide another opportunity for programs like this to be deployed. We're going to have all of this money being poured into our parks around the country, and this would seem like a good candidate to build on that momentum and get more people back to doing that work.
Also, on Thursday, Josh Shapiro, the Democratic Attorney General of Pennsylvania, released a grand jury report that recommended the state set tighter regulation on the drilling of natural gas.
They saw systemic issues regarding how our Commonwealth failed to meet our duty to the people over the last 16 years since fracking began.
The grand jury report made 8 recommendations, including dramatically expanding the size of no-drill zones near homes, requiring companies to disclose the chemicals they use for drilling and fracking, and allowing the state's attorney general to open investigations into companies without getting referrals from other departments.
This report isn't about whether we should have fracking in Pennsylvania. It's about preventing the failures of our past to continue in the future.
Pennsylvania was at the center of the fracking boom and is now the second largest producer in the country behind Texas. The grand jury recommendations mark aggressive action in the state against companies that have been found responsible for air and water pollution. Subscribe to Politico Energy wherever you listen and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. If you want more energy news in your inbox, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. Our producer is Carlos Prieto. Our senior producer is Jenny Ament. And the executive producer is Irene Noguchi. Our editor is Matt Daly. And on the show this week,
Leah Nyland,
Ben LaFave,
Anthony Adragna,
Alex Kian.
Thanks, and we'll be back again on Monday.
Support for the Politico Energy Podcast comes from Chevron, partnering with California Bioenergy to transform farm waste into renewable natural gas and providing an alternative source of power for a cleaner way forward. For more information, visit chevron.com.